Home sales hit an all-time low in August, and if you've been trying to sell your house lately, you know it's not getting any easier. Of course, the longer that for sale sign stays up, the more nervous you get. So, a lot of people are swapping it for a for rent sign instead.
We're joined now by Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So, to rent or not to rent, that is the question. How do you figure out the answer?
Well, you know, if you've had your condo or house or townhouse on the market for a very long time and you can't get any buyers and you need to move or you already have your place, it's probably time to look at renting as an option. And many homeowners are finding themselves in that position right now. They have moved and they've got their old house. The market is down in many communities across the country. And so people are faced with this decision, and renting can be a good option while you wait out to see if home values do come back up.
So if you do decide to rent, how do you figure out how much to rent your place for?
You know, one of the best places to look is your local classified ads. Look into the local paper, see what other houses are renting in your area. And you want to, you know, compare apples to apples. You want to look at houses that are renting similar to yours and look and see what other people are charging.
Okay, so you figured out how much to rent your place out for. What else do you need to think about as a landlord?
Don't take this on lightly. You really need to know the laws in your state, both the state laws and the local laws. You know, are there any rental caps? What's required for you as a landlord? And the other thing is, you gotta screen the renters.
Yeah, you don't want the wrong person living
you
in your place.
You really don't. And I made the mistake when I rented my condo many, many years ago to rent to a friend of the family. And because this person was a friend of the family, I didn't do my due diligence because, you know, he got vouchers. He was a friend of the family.
Right.
And he was a bum.
We won't say which friend of which family member it was.
He's not a friend anymore. But, you know, several months into the lease, he was bouncing checks and paying late. And it was just horrible. And the one thing you need to know is how to evict someone. And so when you ask me about what should you do, you need to really do your due diligence, even if it means taking a couple months to figure out what you should have in the lease, what it's going to take to get this person out of your house if they don't pay.
Okay, so you do not ask your family for recommendations for tenants. Where do you look?
Well, you can put an ad in the local paper. You know, internet is a popular place now to look for people to rent your home. There are, you know, lots of different avenues. And once you do get some names, you want to vet them. And one, you can do a couple things. You can hire a property manager to help you with that process. Or you can go online, and there are all kinds of services that will help you do credit reports, criminal background, because you do want to know if you're renting to someone who's been convicted of a felony or something to that extent. And you want to also talk to their former landlord if they were renting before and see how they paid, when they paid. Because it's one thing to pay your rent, but do they pay at the first of the month so that you can get the money in time to make that mortgage payment?
Thank you so much, Michelle. Michelle Singletary is our regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money.